The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and it contains explicit language.
You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig, and I'm here with co-host Jesse David Fox, senior editor at Vulture.com, and our producer, Casey Newland. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dawson.
Hey.
So in this episode, we're going to look back at the year that was with the help of some guests like St. Lucia, Banks, Washed Out, and my wife, Rose. We'll play some of the best songs of 2014.
We'll also be discussing some of the biggest trends that we noticed popping up.
So let's get into it. One of the big trends of the past year that I saw was the once underground internet culture that bubbled up and became this major cultural movement. I'm thinking of artists like Giraffage, who we played last week, Ryan Hemsworth, and especially the London-based record label PC Music, which includes artists like QT, Hannah Diamond, Sophie, and A.G. Cook. And coincidentally, we sat down with one of our favorite local bands who has a similar admiration for this type of music.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Reese.
And we're Painted Palms. I think my favorite track is Lemonade by Sophie. I like it because he is an original producer that has really amazing sound textures. Things sound super futuristic with him. It's more about like the way that things sound when you like hit plastic and metal against something rather than melody and music, and I think it's really interesting, so I've enjoyed listening to his music this year.
I got something to tell you. Hope you'll understand. I never meant to hurt you. Wasn't in my hands. It's just that when I'm with you, everything's okay. I get that fizzy feeling, and I want lemonade.
Lemonade, lemonade. Lemonade, lemonade. Lemonade, lemonade.
Lemonade, lemonade.
Candy boys, candy boys. Candy boys, candy boys. Candy boys, candy boys.
Lemonade,
lemonade. Candy boys, candy boys.
Lemonade, lemonade.
Candy boys, candy boys. Candy boys,
lemonade,
candy boys, candy boys.
I got something to tell you. Hope you'll understand. I never meant to hurt you. It wasn't in my hands. Just that when I'm with you, everything's okay. I get that fizzy feeling. Now I want lemonade.
That was the super sugar pop of Sophie. And now for the exact opposite sentiment, this year was the year that Dawson learned what nihilism was.
fuck you, Jesse. I knew what it was. I just felt like I understood it better. Anyway, so one of the big trends of 2014 that I saw was this overwhelming cynicism and bleakness. A show like True Detective, I think, is probably the best example of this, which had this underlying nothing matters, we're all screwed mentality. Musically, the best example of this that spoke to me was from the Detroit punk minimalists Proto Martyr and their song Scum Rise, which is just full of great imagery describing these dark scenes, and then in the end there's this really defeating refrain that just keeps repeating, there's nothing we can do, there's nothing we can do. It's a blisteringly bitter song, and it's my favorite track of 2014.
The spotlight's brighter, everyone died, night long, fails the best.
is Banks, and I'm here to talk about my favorite track of the year. This was a very hard question for me because I am very moody, and sometimes I feel like listening to something down-tempo and meditative, and sometimes I like listening to people that hype me up, kind of like Missy Elliott or something. But one track that I have been in love with since I heard it is by Majid Jordan, and it's called A Place Like This. I don't know, it's everything about it. The melody is, it's like soulful and sexy and soothing, and it can feel intense but also relaxing at the same time. And his voice is just the juiciest. And yeah, I just love it. A Place Like This, Majid Jordan. It's a good one.
It's a difficult place when it gets like this. It's hard to raise a child when it gets like this. Oh, giving this smile was my only wish. But it's hard to do you right when it gets like this. Your wish, my command. So go on, take my hand. Go on, take my hand. There's nothing left to do. Difficult place when it gets like this. It's hard to teach a child when it gets like this. What they offer to you in a place like this. What they promising you when it gets like this. Your wish, my command. You came to my side and you stayed by me. You're saying I think it's time we made that decision. It's the type that you and me won't even mention. Your wish, my command.
I had the opportunity to talk to South African artist St. Lucha this year about his favorite track, and I want to preface this by apologizing for the sound quality. We were at Treasure Island Music Festival. I was interviewing him right next to the stage as Painted Palms were playing, so it's a little bit loud.
So I'm going to say my favorite song of 2014 is Licky Lee's Silver Light. I think that her new album is like by far her best album, and I think that you know, the honesty and the kind of like sadness in the record is so palpable and brave of her to put out there, and that song just like breaks my heart whenever I hear it.
Licka Lee with Silverline, St. Lucia's favorite track of the year. And for me, the biggest trend, and I mean the biggest, is just how much women dominated music. Obviously, it's not new for women to be in music, but I can't remember a year where almost every single big story and big album came for women. I will list Taylor Swift, which obviously had the biggest album of the year, but still the carryover from Beyonce, the St. Vincent record, Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen, FKA Twigs, the upcoming Nicki Minaj album, The Return of Sleater-Kinney, XX, Lana Del Rey, Grouper, Frommacon, Ariana Grande's record. Hell, the goddamn Frozen soundtrack, which was the most selling album of the year. Yeah. And then by comparison with men, there was Aphex Twin's Returns and the Sun Kill Moon record, and then just like a bunch of dude bands like Spoon and TV on the Radio releasing fine enough, but not like particularly noteworthy new music. In my opinion, women were legitimately the only ones making like anything even remotely interesting.
That's a bold statement, but I can see where you're coming from. I think one thing we definitely agree on in this vein is our favorite album of the year, which is from a very young woman, Frankie Kosmos.
Yeah, I love that record.
Another person who loves that record is my wife.
My wife?
Sorry.
Well, nothing kills an empowering discussion of women like a Borat quote.
That's a great quote.
It is a good quote, and it fit. Let's listen to what my wife, Rose Ludwig, has to say.
Hello, my name is Rose Ludwig. I happen to be the wife of your podcast host, Dawson Ludwig, but in real life, I am many more things. My track of the year is Birthday Song by Frankie Kosmos. Once I got over the fact that Greta Klein, the 20-year-old daughter of Kevin Klein and Phoebe Cates, has more talent in her left French braid than I'll have in a lifetime, I really fell in love with her musical alter ego, Frankie Kosmos. Her songs are vignettes, appetizers almost, and when they're at their best, they leave you hungry for more. Birthday Song is the best example of this, with a 20-second bridge that is so addictive and so devourable that you have to listen to the song over and over again. You'll know what I mean when you hear it.
Just because I am a certain age doesn't mean that I am any older than I was yesterday. 'Cause I get all flushed and ugly, wonder how ever he loved me. I am so clumsy. I think how repulsive to you it must be when I refuse to do the things you want me to. I hate everybody in this town, so I walk around with my head down and sit. So impossible.
Hi. Okay. I'm Ásgeir, and I'm a musician from Iceland. And my favorite song of this year would be Heavenly Father with Bon Iver, which is a new song they released this year for a film. I guess the reason for it, why it's one of my favorites, is that I've just been waiting for new material for such a long time, and this kind of clicked in with where I'm heading in my kind of vision of making music, and just kind of clicked with me instantly, you know, and became my favorite song.
Ever since I heard the howling wind, I didn't need to go where a Bible went. But then you know your gifts seem heaven sent. Sleep me to a call of dead, that's the thing. I don't know how you house the sin, but you're free now. I was never sure how much of you I could let in. And I'm free now. Won't you settle down, baby? Carry other names. About a day.
about it, darling. I've been standing here. Heavenly Father, there's already offers for safety in the end.
Up next, we have the Growlers, and based on this clip, we are guessing what his favorite track of 2014 was, that it's Passing Out Pieces by Mac DeMarco, but we'll let you decide.
Hello, my name is Anthony Brown Perry, and I play the bass guitar in the Growlers, and I think my favorite song this year, I don't even know what song it is, but I really like Mac DeMarco's Salad Days album. And there's this one song on there that's mostly just organ. Yeah, sounds cool. It's a new thing I'm into. He's a cool guy. We hung out with him in Sweden.
Watching my life passing right in front of my eyes. Hell of a story, or is it boring? Can't claim to care, never been reluctant to share. Passing out pieces of me, don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me. Passing my life, living it out with her side. Listening closely, hearing mostly. Can't shake concern, seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing out pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. All I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me.
So my favorite song of the year is Jesse Ware's Say You Love Me. I know it would be from the first time I heard it. It's just so lovely and powerful and schmaltzy as hell. But it's also because it led to my favorite music-related moment of the year. Before her album came out, I had an opportunity to interview Jesse for Vulture, and we talked about Say You Love Me, how she couldn't wait to play in the States because, as she said, Americans are more likely to sing along. The song's built for it, with that huge call-and-response refrain. You know, the part where the track kind of breaks down and the choir sings along the, I don't want to fall in love. And then I was lucky enough to be in one of those first crowds on the U.S. tour. And on cue, the crowd sings along and is chills. I mean, it was a real moment. It reminded me how affecting live music can still be. So for all of those reasons, it's my favorite song of the year.
Say you love me to my face. I'm needing more than your embrace. Just say you want me. That's all it takes. Hearts getting torn from your mistakes. 'Cause I don't wanna fall in love if you don't wanna try. But all that I've been thinking of is maybe that you might. Baby, it looks as though today, and don't give me time, 'cause that's not the same.
My name is Lindsay Zolads, and I am the pop critic at New York Magazine. My favorite song of 2014 would have to be Beyoncé's Flawless remix featuring Nicki Minaj. I love it because it's not a perfect song. There's a certain kind of roughness and almost a candidness to it that makes it feel like it's just some kind of webcam video that they made when they were having a stoned sleepover together in a hotel room. And that's kind of rare from artists like Nicki and Beyoncé, who are known as these perfectionists, putting out really polished products into the world. So I love that there's an air of spontaneity to it. And also, it's just a very powerful expression of female solidarity from two of the biggest women in the game right now. So I love it. Flawless forever.
Hey, Beyonce, your Beyonce, and that lingerie on that Chardonnay scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay, and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm billionaire like John Jack, I'm camo in the O. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to go around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn! Mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. My man made me feel so goddamn fine. I'm flawless. Wake up, flawless. Post up, flawless. Run around in it, flawless. Flossing on that, flawless. This diamond, flawless. My diamond, flawless. This rock, flawless. My rock, flawless. I woke up like this. I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, say I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
I wake up looking this good. I wouldn't change it if I could.
If I could, if I could, if I could, if I could.
And you can say what you want, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit,
I'm the shit, I'm the shit, I'm the shit. I want everyone to feel like this.
Japanese and Indian. Got Malaysian, got that yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them peaches thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Pro before, I know they hope I fall. But tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream. Fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curve delicious, pussy served delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap, slaying with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on a grizzly. Throw that ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. He want Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
So now it's my turn. And my favorite song of this year is from one of my all-time favorite bands, Death From Above 1979. They had only ever released one album 10 years ago, so when I heard they'd be recording and releasing new music, I was so excited. But also a little bit nervous because I had such high expectations that had been brewing over years of anticipation. But when I heard the opening few seconds of their single Trainwreck 1979, I sighed relief because it was everything I could have wanted. It has the same urgency and grittiness of their signature sound, with just enough pop sensibility to make you want to listen to it on repeat and dance around your house, which is exactly what I did. Here is Trainwreck 1979 from Death From Above 1979.
We'll be right back.
This is David Steele, managing partner with both Noise Pop and Natimius Restaurant Group. And my favorite song of 2014 is Queen by Perfume Genius. I think I like this song for Perfume Genius specifically because it's a complete departure from his previous styles. It's obvious that he is an amazing musician and incredibly talented songwriter, but this is a much more three-dimensional representation of pop music, of orchestration, of instrumentation, and it bodes really well for what is to come in the future for Perfume Genius. And I think this song is the best representation of that on this album.
Don't you know you're queen?
From Washed Out here. I think my favorite song of 2014, most memorable song is, I'm sure a lot of people probably have been saying this, Future Islands song Seasons. We've done a lot of festivals with them this summer, and it's just one of those songs that the first time I heard it, I really enjoyed, and I can imagine, you know, 5-10 years from now hearing the song and kind of remembering 2014, you know, kind of flashing back to all these festivals that we've done with them. So, yeah, ultimate jam, 2014.
So that was Ernest Green, aka Washed Out, and his favorite song of the year, Future Islands with Seasons. And I have to say, that's probably one of the most popular indie rock songs this year, so I think it's a fitting choice for him.
Boo.
Yeah, I know, Jess, you didn't like that record compared to...
I like their old records, and I'm happy that they are now more well-known and people can listen to their old music, but...
You're such a cliched hipster, though.
I know.
Oh, I like the old stuff.
I know, it really is. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Thanks.
All right, so we need to end this episode because it's time for us to go and be with family and enjoy our holidays. So what do you guys want to go out on?
Casey?
I want to say FKA Twigs. I think she had a really awesome album this year, too, and it'd be great to listen to 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Can we collectively say that that's one of our favorite album or songs of the year?
Sure.
Sure.
One, do I say it on three?
Three.
Yeah, why not? One, two, three.
This is definitely one of our favorite songs song of the year. FKA Twigs.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
By FKA Twigs. That worked.
Nailed it.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and leave you guys with this track, and we want to thank you so much for listening this year. We had a really great 2014. It was a great year in music, and we were happy to share it with you guys. We look forward to next year, and enjoy your holidays.
Happy New Year.
I know it hurts. You know I'd quench that thirst. I can just say you're lonely. I say you think about it, 'cause you're the only one who resonates. That chase mouth open like you won't recognize the
podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at